Hey, welcome to the TCFL podcast. This might be a new voice welcoming you. I'm Brian Toft, owner of Zilla Forella, taking over for main hosting duties today because our guest, the usual main host, Eric Toft, the owner of Toft Terrors, will be profiled today. Say hello, Eric.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. I'm excited to have my team ripped apart.
We have been waiting for this moment, kind of waiting, keeping your team in the background here when we had a hole in the guests, and we finally found that hole. So then we got to pick it up with Tim and Dan and Andy. I'm calling you guys out. Brad, not getting back to me. Might have to kick you out of the league if this lasts too long.
Nice. Yeah, a little slower right now. So we have to fill in a hole here. It's been a couple weeks.
Let's start with your background, how you got into the league, that kind of thing, just like we've done for everybody else.
Sure, I can do that. Before we start with that, though, some very important news came to me today from a text message from you.
Yes.
Sounds like there was a huge event last night took place, and then there was something that we had hoped would come true out of that event. Just tell me what happened last night and what you got.
For those that are faithful listeners, you'll remember Nick Staton, Barb Dar team owner, when he was on, talked about how he was being inducted into the Redwood Falls Area Hall of Fame. And he kind of told the story of how his team name came to be Barb Dar, one of our teachers from back in high school. And we kind of challenged him, if I remember right, to why don't you take a picture with her? Because we think she's in the Hall of Fame as well. So I'm sitting there last night, and I think the event took place last night. Get her just one text message, just a picture, nothing with it. Nick Staton, Barb Dar together.
It was just wonderful. I got that at work today. It was like the most glorious picture I've ever seen.
It was a great photo.
It comes through. Nick Staton comes through on his promise to get a picture with his team's namesake. And so I think, Brian, the next challenge is he needs to post that as his team picture here for the next season, I would think.
I think so. And our commissioner was on the text message string as well, and he suggested getting T-shirts made.
Oh, I like that.
That was good, too. So
get a bunch of us together for the draft and then show up with those. Yeah, I like
pretty great. So,
So congratulations again, Nick.
Yep, congrats, Nick, mostly for the picture. So,
yeah, well done. All right, so, well, about me a little bit. So I'm obviously your brother, grew up with Craig and Ben and kind of the rest of the Redwood guys. I did not go to BV. I went to Mankato State. I'm a little bit older than you clowns. So I guess I've been part of the league since the beginning. I think there may have been 1 year before me. That was more of a high school year, I guess. But then when this thing started up, I think when Craig did the original, format and team setup, I think it was part of that. So I've been there since the beginning.
Awesome.
5.
And what do you do for work? Tell us about family.
Oh, man. Whenever anybody asks me about that, I always tell them I'm just kind of a computer nerd. So I work for General Mills. I'm in their information systems department there, working on mostly SAP application stuff. So very nerdy finance, software that runs the business type stuff. So.
And if you want to hear more about that, listen to the Steve Schnoberg podcast.
Yeah.
In depth on Epic and University of Michigan, and oh man,
I had a stint there, so I took a little hiatus from General Mills and moved to Michigan for 4 years, did some healthcare IT stuff. So where Steve and my paths crossed, so it's kind of cool.
And now you live in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, back in Eden Prairie. In fact, I think outside of maybe 18 months in Burnsville or less. I've lived in Eden Prairie in 3 different occasions. So I can't leave the Southwest Metro. I just can't leave it, I guess.
Yeah, well, it doesn't hurt to have parents as babysitters nearby either.
So. No, that's right. That's right. Main incentives.
Shout out to Dean and Gail again for the listeners.
I wonder if they were there last night. Do you know?
No, I don't think they were, because they babysat for me today.
Oh, well, so, of course, then they weren't.
Yeah. So, cool. All right. Well, before we get into your team, one other thing I was going to mention is you've been fairly instrumental in rule changes and that kind of thing, including FAB. You were a big proponent of FAB. You had some – actually, opposition got voted down, I think, the first time you
– A couple times.
A couple times, maybe. And then it got implemented, and we even had – one convert with Nick, and I have to admit, I was a convert too. I don't know if I voted no for it or not. I can't remember, but I've loved it. So, so tell us about that a little bit, and then tell us about just, this is your chance to talk about any other rule changes you might like to see.
Oh man. How much time do we have? So I guess, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I was always kind of a proponent of FAB as being a little bit more fair way of doing things. So it's been a challenge, I guess, to get some rules changed in here. I think Craig would probably categorize my rule changes as more complaining probably than anything. But yeah, finally last year got a change. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun spending all my money on people that didn't matter. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I'm sure
for being a big proponent of it, I don't know how effective you were, but
definitely not very good at it. But yeah. The rest of the league should listen to that then, because other rule changes that I didn't want to do, I'm
right.
not going to be very good at it. So take advantage of me.
Are there any other? Is there anything in particular? PPR has been thrown out there.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of fun. You know, a pretty good rule set in my mind is just half point. PPR, so mm-hmm. kind of fun to maybe throw that in there. I'm not sure that'll pass for a couple of years though, because this is one of the last leagues that I'm in, and I'm in probably five or six different leagues. This is the last league that doesn't have any PPR component to it, so straight up standard league.
Yep.
Where quarterbacks are heavily favored, so it's I like the diversity too of the stuff that I'm in, so I don't mind keeping it standard. But some other things that I'd like to see. I don't know. I'm not in any dynasty leagues, so it'd be really fun to see if this one can morph into something like that, where you keep a whole roster instead of keeping a starting lineup. But I don't know. I do really like just keeping the starting lineup, because that facilitates a lot of trade talk and things like that at the beginning and the end mm-hmm. of the years. And so that's kind of fun, but I don't know. Just maybe more keepers or a flex or something like that would be fun too.
Yeah, flex would that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you gave the preview, so now you can submit the polls. So let's move on to your team. So let's talk about 2018. Last year, you finished fourth. You beat me in the playoffs, which I'm still mad about.
Can't we talk about that again?
Well, it's been talked about quite a bit. So, we want to beat a dead horse here. And then you won the only championship that DP Nation didn't win in the previous 4 years. So DP's gone 3-4, and you won the other one.
Yep, I got the other one.
So that's pretty impressive. And three TCL championships, actually. Is that the second most after DP?
It is. It's the second most. In fact, I was the first one to three.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back-to-back to be the first one to four. So it's got me.
And you kind of had a nice little, it's kind of a nice pattern, 2008, 2012, 2015. So that would make your next one probably this year.
No, I thought for sure it was going to be 4 years between championships and three.
Yeah.
And then two.
Oh, and then two, right.
Which would have been put it at 2017, which
right.
I failed.
Right.
And then one, so I should have gone back to back. And then
maybe
it
goes 4-3-4, so maybe it's next.
Okay. Well, I like that.
We'll see.
I'm looking at my roster. It doesn't look too promising.
Your average finishing position in the last 14 years is 6.9, sixth best, so kind of middle of the pack.
Yep, pretty much. For me, it's usually like I finished pretty high or I finished pretty low, and you're usually not in the middle somewhere.
So it's the extremes for you. Either it's a rebuilding year or it's the year you're taking it all.
Most of the time, yep.
Okay. Number 7 overall team for the keeper rankings that you look at. So
yeah. We got a few decent ones in there, but
yeah,
definitely not the top.
So let's talk about strengths. There's a big obvious strength there, and that's Saquon, who was your number one pick last year.
Yeah,
and just incredible. I mean, on a pretty not that great team and not that great of a quarterback. Now they got Daniel Jones, right? Is that his name?
Yep, I think so.
The Duke quarterback. A lot of criticism of him too, though. So we'll see. But if they can improve that offense at all, that can only help Saquon.
I know. They got rid of Odell, so what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, basically throw it to Saquon 9 times a game and let him rush for 150 yards a game, and I'll be happy with that.
Any other strengths that you see?
Not really. I mean, I think the rest of my team is pretty mediocre. I think some of my strategies have been pretty mediocre. And my trading has been downright horrible. So but we can go to the opportunity section if you want, because there aren't a lot of strengths.
Let's go to opportunities. Although I think maybe Cousins would be a strength. We'll see. I mean, he's got his offensive coordinator was rough last year, so that could be part of it. They upgraded their offensive line in the draft. So we'll see with the Vikings. But it's a question mark because you got Jimmy Gorgeous there backing him up. So what do you think? Who are you going to keep?
I don't know, Jimmy Handsome. I think he might be my keeper. Actually, they just they just drafted, was it Deebo Samuel? I think. I'm not really sure. I think he's from Clemson or something, but he's pretty good wide receiver, good fit, I guess, for the San Francisco offense. But I really like Kirk Cousins. You like that? Especially if like Kyle Rudolph stays, and being able to watch the Vikings all the time, it's really hard to not keep Cousins, but. Throwing back Jimmy G, I mean, he's maybe borderline back end number one quarterback in the keeper, probably, you know, somewhere in the top 15.
Yeah.
But so is Kirk's Cousins, especially for the next year. From some rankings I look at, like they're back to back for the season rankings for next year. So I have no idea who to keep. I'd be surprised, I think.
Well, you could argue that, you know, Cousins is at the, we've seen Cousins, right? I mean, with the Redskins, with the Vikings, we kind of know what he's like. Jimmy G's, there might be more potential there. Haven't seen him really unleashed.
No. So. Yeah. I mean, he got hurt last year. I think he got dropped by another team and I picked him up middle of the year, just stashed him.
Mm-hmm.
But Cousins, I don't know. This will be now his second of his third year in Minnesota. So, I think I got to give him a chance. It's going to be really hard to drop him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, again, trade bait there. let's see now. RB2 is the next question mark. We've got Darius Geis, who you drafted even knowing he was out for the year, right?
Yep. I did know at the time that he was out for the year. So I had, three first-rounders last year, and I 101 overall took Saquon, and then somewhere in, the 110 range, I can't remember now, I took Geis, so... Knowing that he wasn't even going to play.
Yeah.
But he's got to be my keeper. Otherwise, I just kind of throw away the pick.
Well, we've also got McKinnon. Love those torn ACL guys.
That's true. San Francisco guys, torn ACL guys. I mean, it kind of goes into conjunction with Jimmy Handsome. So,
right.
But didn't they sign? Didn't they sign Carlos Hyde? San Francisco? I think they did.
I think so, too.
So, I don't know. McKinnon's probably out of my keeper range. It's got to be the two rookies from last year.
Redskins signed AP again, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And they also signed somebody else or drafted somebody. I can't remember from the draft. I think they took somebody in the second or third, another running back. So the word is that Geis is not recovering as quickly as they would like to see him. But then he also kind of says that's not true. So.
Mm.
I don't know what to believe, so we'll see coming closer to the season what decision I make, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Barkley and Geis.
All right, well, moving on to receivers, the Amari Cooper trade to Dallas only helped you.
That helped,
crushed me, yep. you had you're a big A-Rob fan. You've got Cortland Sutton, who's got a lot of potential with DT being gone. What do you think? What's going on with the receivers?
Man, if I could keep all four of these guys, I would.
I missed one too. Galladay.
Yeah, I like all four of them. Cooper, Galladay, A-Rob, and Cortland Sutton. I think probably Cortland Sutton's probably the worst of that bunch. A-Rob's with the Bears, and he struggled a little bit last year. But I traded for Galladay last year, and I traded Cooper for Cooper at the beginning of the year, so... Or was it in the middle?
End of last year.
End of last year. Yeah. So those would probably be the two guys I got a lot of faith in Galladay. They just picked up a tight end, I think. So yeah. Maybe take some pressure off Kenny G. And Cooper was pretty much a stud at the end of the last year when he got traded to Dallas. So
he was incredible.
He's got to be my guy. If I can get, you know, with some of the draft picks I have, if I can get A-Rob back, I would really like that. So we'll see. He'll probably go pretty high. I got two top 12 picks, so maybe I'll be able to snag him back. Who knows?
And tight end, you had Kyle Rudolph, and then, of course, the Vikings drafted Irv Smith.
Yeah, Irv Smith, yeah.
So he's a bit of a threat there. And then there was talk about Rudolph going to the Patriots. I don't know if that's died off, but that would have been something for you.
I just heard that again today that, you know, that maybe there's some rumor there about him being traded for to the Patriots. And that would make him pretty valuable, I would think. So if that happens, that'd be great. Otherwise, I'm going to be struggling, I think, at tight end this year. Although I think there's quite a few guys that are available. Like, I don't think anybody has Dallas Goedert. Obviously, nobody has any other rookies. There's like three or four rookies that are good this year that are coming out. So I think I got a pool of guys to choose from, but I like Kyle. So it's good for the Minnesota community. You know, good rapport with Kirk Cousins, hopefully, and be able to throw a couple of 12-point touchdowns, you know, when they hook up. That's good for my team.
Yeah, and you've got a couple first-round picks, like you mentioned, late first round, but still. And so you can kind of build from there. So good core. Moving on, waiver wire activity. You and I were the most active waiver wire, right?
Probably. I don't remember.
And you spent all your fab, famous Justin Jackson fab pickup, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Trades, that's always fun to talk about. So you did, basically two trades, if you include the Amari Cooper one. So let's talk about that one first, because that happened like late last year.
Yeah.
So you and I traded. I had gotten frustrated with Cooper and his dead career in Oakland, where all receivers go to die. Sorry, Antonio. And I gave you Cooper and my first and second round picks for Julio.
Yep.
And it turned out pretty even, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, basically, when you look at the draft, I took Sonny Michel. And then with the 210, I took Jamison Crowder. So basically, it was Amari and Sonny Michel for Julio Jones, which I think is pretty fair.
Yeah.
Looking back at it.
Then you kind of flipped Sonny.
Yeah. I would still like to have Julio on that side, though. But
yeah.
Yeah. And then I flipped older. Sonny and Demaryius Thomas for Kenny Galladay and basically a first rounder. Cause then I had Derrick Henry in that trade too, but I dropped him before he was a complete stud the last four or five games of the year. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to realize any value on him, but still have another first and Kenny G out of that. So I don't know if I can get, you know, one of the good rookie running backs coming out or, you know, one of the good rookie wide receivers or A-Rob with 108, then I'll consider it an okay trade. But it's not looking the greatest right now because Sonny Michel's pretty good.
Sonny's pretty good, but you never know with those New England running backs. And also Demaryius, you kind of traded him at his peak a little bit, right? I mean, he kind of got cut, and I mean, he's at the Patriots now, right?
He was really just a throw-in
with
Chris. He was like, I just need somebody else to throw in there.
Okay.
Yeah, because, he got traded to the Patriots, and he's probably going to get cut because they just drafted N'Keal Harry.
Okay.
Their first-round pick, so he's a big stud wide receiver that they're going to have.
Okay.
So, yeah. I have one more trade in there, too. Late last year, I sent Zach Ertz for the 106 in last year's draft and Demaryius Thomas. So basically, which was Demaryius Thomas. So that was a pretty terrible trade on my part.
Especially with the drop off on tight ends. Yeah. I mean, that kind of all developed last year. Three really good ones and the rest are crap.
Yep. And I didn't know he was going to be that great. He was pretty good going into last year.
Yeah.
But then he just blew up.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Any other comments about the team you'd like to make?
Not really. I got some things to work on, I think. That's my only comment.
Do you realize that for your picture in fantasy, that's actually a soccer team?
Heck yeah.
Oh, okay. So I want to make sure you know. I mean, it's football, but a different kind
of football. Yeah, football. You know the Tottenham Hotspur, right?
No.
No?
Nobody follows soccer.
Yeah, I'm in. So a little bit more about me. I'm in different fantasy leagues as well. So I do most of my team at General Mills, well, half my team at General Mills is UK guys. So they follow English Premier League football, soccer. So they're all in a fantasy soccer league. So when I went to the UK a year and a half ago, they took me to Wembley Stadium to a Tottenham Hotspur match against a German team in the FA Cup. So I am now a Tottenham Hotspur fan, and I just changed my logo from my long-aged Goldie Gopher head to my Tottenham Hotspur rooster. So
it's actually probably a pretty good upgrade given the Gophers.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of done with the Gophers at the moment. But yeah, so I end up watching a little bit more English Premier League soccer, getting kind of into that. I'm actually in first place beating all my UK team in that league. So 2 weeks left and I could pull out the title. So that'd be kind of fun.
That's great. Have you ever changed your team name? It's always been this.
It's always been Toffs Terrors, yeah.
Okay.
I had a long, long ago team through General Mills that used to be Toffs Terrors of the Turf, but you can't fit all that in Yahoo or my fantasy league. So just Toffs Terrors, always has been.
What I like about that name is in the General Mills league that we have together, we just moved the apostrophe to the end.
That's right.
So good.
Yeah. It's what do you call that in English grammar? Is it multiplicity possessive, something like that?
So, plural or, yeah.
Yeah, plural like possessive. That's what it is. So, yep. So we own a team together over there. So.
Well, let's move on to everyone's favorite segment, lightning round.
All right. Lightning round it is.
It's time for the lightning round, old man, buddy. Now.
Favorite free agent ad of all time.
Free agent ad of all time. Oh my gosh. I'm not even sure I can pick one. Honestly, have no idea.
Well, if you look at your team even, I mean, a lot of your guys weren't really ever free agent ads, were they?
No. They're all not any of the good ones.
I mean, right, yeah.
Maybe Kyle Rudolph from the team I have now. Yeah. But yeah, I honestly have no idea. I know I drafted Kyle Rudolph a long time ago, and then I dropped him for a while, and now I got him back. So, free agent ad, no idea.
How about worst drop? Some guy that maybe blew up after you dropped him. I know that Derrick Henry would be, but he's not really much of a keeper.
Last year it was probably Derrick Henry. Before that, you asked these questions, and I should have been prepared.
You'd be the one to know them.
Yeah, honestly, don't know the worst drop. I was waiting for like the best and worst trades of all time because I'm a little bit better at those.
Oh, here we go. Memorable prepared. Trade. Then let's move on to that one. You can name more than one since you didn't have one for those two.
So one of my favorite all-time deals was actually kind of a two-team deal that I was doing at the same time where I was playing both Boss Fight and Wet Bandits. And I was trying to get rid of Sammy Watkins for a first round pick. And I was also trying to acquire Allen Robinson right after his really good year. And so I think the trade was I gave Sammy Watkins for like the 106. And then I think I got Allen Robinson for like the 110. So I improved my draft picks and what I thought at the time was improved my wide receiver position. So I was pretty happy with that trade.
That's great. Any others?
No, that was my favorite. I had a lot of really busty ones though.
How about favorite player you've ever owned? You ever fall in love with a certain guy?
This one. It's so easy. Yeah, I don't even remember the year that I drafted him, but 101 overall, and I got so much shit for it I drafted Julio Jones right out of Alabama. Started with the Atlanta Falcons, and I can't believe I even traded him away because I had him for like 10 years. I just love Julio Jones. Still looking for, like a some sort of helmet signed by Julio Jones or a framed jersey or something to put up on my wall. Cause
yeah,
he was great for my team.
Yeah. Still is.
He still is good. Yeah. He's still a top five guy. I don't even know why I traded him. I thought he was going to be on the downslide here, but
he didn't have a touchdown for so long, and then he kind of broke the streak this last year. That's right. So that's been good.
Yeah, hopefully he's still good for you. I still root for him.
Now Jeff Fike's no longer in the league, so you can't use that as your answer for the last question. But this one always stirs up a bunch of controversy.
Sure.
Who do you consider your rival in this league?
Oh man, well there's so many to choose from. I mean, I have to say number one's probably you because I want to beat you every year just because you're my brother. Yep. Second is I have to say Andy Skittles. I don't know if anybody knows this, but for like the first 10 years of the league, I think I beat Andy one time. So he was like 14 or 15-1 against me all time. So
is he in your division?
Yeah. So every time I came up against Andy, I had to win that match. So he's been one of my biggest inter-division rivals. But there have been some previous owners that haven't necessarily liked my style, I guess. say. I'm not sure why. I'm a fairly nice guy, I would think.
Yeah.
But just try to be respectful.
Send all those uneven trade offers. That's
yeah, that's right. People get so mad. It's great.
Great. Well, that's perfect. Yeah, so anything else you want to add?
Oh man, I've enjoyed just doing this and kind of getting the league involved in the spring timeframe here. And now that the draft is done, we can do a little few more things and get the last few teams under our belt. And it'd be pretty fun, I think, to get as many guys as we can to do like some sort of fun mock draft or something like that, that we can record. And I think it'd be pretty neat to get some different stuff under our belt. Plus if there's people that have rule changes or things that they want to change about the league, definitely hit me up. You can be a guest on here. You can pitch your case and we can then all vote on it when Craig gets around to send something out.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
And just so everybody knows, like it's super easy. You could download an app and call each other and talk on some headphones and that's it. Don't be in the same room, nothing. So
yep.
It's actually a lot of fun. Every time after we do it, you know, learning more about Stan and what he's got going on and Steve and, Choi and all these guys, it's fun to hear about what they got going on in the TCFL world, but also the other world. So,
yep.
Definitely it's been a lot of fun and I'm looking forward to our last few guests that we're trying to cajole into coming on. So
that's right. So get on it. But yeah, everything that I've done, from the podcast has been all free. Like the Anchor app that we use is free. You can edit free on it. I just do everything on my phone and then, upload it and they take care of pushing it out to all the different platforms that we're part of right now. And they make it super easy.
It's pretty great. Thanks for doing it. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later. See you. All right, there you have it. Thanks, Eric, for coming on to your own podcast. And, of course, as always, anyone who's listening, please feel free to email thetcflpodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us at thetcflpodcast on Twitter. Or you can tweet right at one of us, @EricToft on Twitter or @ToftBrian on Twitter. Thanks for listening.